Welcome to day 30 of our Sit Spot journey, and today I would like to offer you a concept around lacks and larders, which can help you see the landscape in a new way through the eyes of different beings. So if you consider, let's just say, a fox for now as an example, the fox will need to meet its needs for shelter, to raise its family, so somewhere, some kind of habitat that lends itself to a fox den or earth. It will need food, it will need water, and the natural world offers these in certain abundances in some places, and there's a real lack of them in others. So the places where there's really good site for a home is also going to be a place that is near enough to water and near enough to food sources that are within the fox's range. And these sources of food might be called larders. So if there's a prey animal, like a mouse, living in your sit spot area, they'll also have areas that are more abundant for them. Perhaps in the autumn time, this might be under and amongst a hazel tree, or the blackberries and brambles. And in between one bramble patch and another, where there's perhaps sparse cover and shelter, this would be a lack. And the movement of the mouse through the place of lack is going to be very different than its movement through the larders. So you'll often find little tiny mice motorways between areas of abundance of food when that food is available in the season of the year. And this can be really fun to start to pick out. And once you find the little mouse motorways, you'll find that perhaps the fox or the cat is aware of them also. So my invitation to you today is to start looking for the lacks and the larders in your sit spot area from the perspective of a few different birds or animals that you know might live in and around your sit spot. You might notice tracks and signs of them, you might not, and perhaps there's a lot of food sources that are not present right now but will be later in the year. You know, from the point of view of a bird, it's clearly no coincidence that the birds start to nest and raise their young at the time of year where insects become much more abundant. So there you get these geographical but also seasonal changes in the larders in the landscape. And these are all things that you can map onto your map at home. You can add on the bramble patch, the dormant apple tree, and perhaps you can find out what insects the long-tailed tits are really drawn to in the willow tree near you, for example. Hope you enjoy that, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.